The Mickey Miles Podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at MEI-travel.com or mousefantravel.com.
This is Anne from San Jose, and I love the Mickey Miles Podcast.
This is the Mickey Miles Podcast. From 5K fun runs to full marathons, this is the podcast that helps you learn everything you need to know about running Disney races. Now, here are your hosts for the Mickey Miles Podcast, Michelle Scribner-McLean and Mike Scopa.
Welcome to episode 265 of the Mickey Miles Podcast. My name is Mike Scopa from WDW Today, and with me on the show is Michelle Scribner-McLean. Welcome, Michelle. Welcome, Michelle.
Welcome, Mike. It sounds like you're finally over your cold.
I am 99.44% over my cold.
Nice.
But there is still snow on the ground
there
here in New Hampshire.
Yeah. There is. I found my rhododendron bush this week, though, so it's a good sign. It's a good sign. There's still snow, but... It's almost gone.
And in some parts it looks like mid-February, and other parts it looks like early April.
Yeah, so. It got to be 68 this week, so I have, you know, it's going to be warm soon.
Warm soon. So, shout-out time.
Yeah, so we have a whole bunch. I actually asked people to put selfies of themselves running this weekend, and we had a whole bunch. I can't say everybody, but... Louis Pessor Jr., who's on the WDW radio team, posted a picture. Our buddy Stan Harris, Mary Jean Cancel, Christy Woodard, Steve Moss, Mary Jane Lewitt, Monica Ferrati. Sorry, Monica, if I butchered your name. Carl Brooks, and Barbara Bilyeu, and Jem Jokums, and Aubrey Kofner. And Steve O'Connell and Amy Jo Shepherd. How's that? Whole bunch of those people. They get shout outs. People are just running all over the place. So yeah, really, it's really nice.
Except me.
Except you.
The weather and my schedule. So
you have a tough
schedule. That's good.
So we have some other news too, right?
Right. Let's do this in chronological order.
All right.
First off, we want to remind everyone. Well, our next Disney race is. The Wine and Dine. It's the Wine and Dine, and we have plans in place to host a dessert party on the night of November 8th.
Mm-hmm.
And
so people should save the date.
Save
Are
the
we
date.
Giving any details?
The only detail,
we're working.
I mean,
what information can we release?
We can say that it's Sunday night,
mm-hmm.
and we can say that it's probably in a location that many people right now we're planning to put it in a location that probably those who have been to Mouse Fest and other event maybe have never been in this location, so we'll put that out there.
Well,
and
I'm gonna tell you that I've been to many a dessert party. I've been very lucky. We had a Bling Fest dessert party in January at the UK. And this is a place I've never been to. Have you been to this place for a dessert party?
I've been going to dessert parties since 2003,
mm-hmm.
and this is a place I've never been to.
Wow. So, Scopa has never been there.
Yeah, so. I've been to about 50 of them, so this is interesting. And I have picked out the menu.
Wow.
So the menu
Are
is...
Are you going to let me in on it?
All I can say is that if you like chocolate, you're going to love this
All
menu.
All right.
Okay, that's
All
one
right.
thing. So save the date, November 8th, 2015, and it'll be after all the racing has been done, so
fun.
It's going to be fun.
And so we also have something else happening in January, right?
That's correct. So we hope to have a lot of people joining us for the Mickey Miles group cruise
yeah.
that we will be taking after the Walt Disney World Marathon weekend in January. And we have, I don't know exactly how many people, but there
I'll
are...
I'll tell you, I think we have like 17 cabins booked.
17 cabins. There could be two, three, four people in a cabin.
Yeah,
so we have
a good group.
We're looking to do a few things. We are in the planning stages for a lot of exciting things that we will be sharing with everyone as soon as we have them in place. And if you'd like to find out more about this cruise, we ask you to go to www.mousefantravel. And if you go on the left side under the Disney Cruise Lines, you will see Disney Dream, Mickey Miles Group, 11/11/16. Click on that link and you'll find out all the information you need to find regarding this special cruise.
And we also have a Facebook page called Mickey Miles Podcast 2016 Dream Cruise. And we have about 75 members, people who are going or people who are just interested. So I know if Becky's involved, it'll be fun.
It'll be fun.
I mean, it's a Disney cruise, so it'll be fun anyway. But Becky always finds a way of making everything special. So
I can't wait. One of the interesting things, Michelle, is that I know that some of those who have signed up, this is their first Disney cruise ever. Yeah. So
it's only going to be your second, right?
Yeah, well, you know, I'm a busy man.
Yeah. Are you excited?
So, I'm looking forward to it. Yes, Good. So we have a lot of questions that have been piling up, and we're trying to get to a lot of them today. All right, Michelle, so why don't you start us off? And the first question is from Chad Wyrick of Norton, Virginia.
Norton, Mass.
Norton, Washington.
No, he's from Norton, Mass. Oh, I know he is. Yeah, so he says, hi, Mike and Michelle. Last year I went to the Boston Marathon Expo because he lives in Norton, Mass., which is on the South Shore of Massachusetts, and I visited the Run Disney booth. And I remember signing up for races, and I was wondering, since the Boston Marathon Expo falls about a week or two before marathon weekend, registration typically opens, do you think it's possible that I could get an early shot signing up for a marathon weekend at the booth at the Boston Marathon? So this is a great question. I don't know if the answer is yes to this, but I do remember our friend Jennifer, and I don't know if we ran into her at the expo or we just heard about this. She went to the Run Disney booth, and I believe she signed up for a race and got a Run Disney bag. Do you remember? Well, you didn't go to the expo, but I believe I saw her with a Run Disney bag, or she told us she got a Run Disney bag.
Yeah. The thing is that I would hope that the Run Disney folks would know. We have not asked them, so... Mm. I don't know either, but...
Well, I'll be going to the expo, and maybe I'll run into you, Chad. I'll let you know. But that would be a great place to do it, because sometimes you get a foot in the door doing it that way. So if we're there,
we'll sign up.
But one of the cool things is last year, he won't be there this year, but last year Jeff Galloway was there, and also the race director John Hughes was there, and... it's not a huge Run Disney booth. It's a great, great expo. Lots of really cool things there. But if you're in the Boston area, it's definitely worth going. Even if I wasn't running, I would go back to that expo. All right. Also, a non-Run Disney question. I signed up for my first half marathon, a local race for June, and I just noticed that 4 of the miles are on woodland trails. Do you have any tips or thoughts on running trail running as opposed to roads? Thank you so much for all you do. Chad from Norton, Mass.
Well, Chad, I can tell you that in the past, I've, run on some wooded trails and things like that. I think that one of the things that I would advise you to do is, first off, pull back on your speed. You don't know if it's going to be even terrain, not even terrain. There could be bumps. There could be a route here and there, so you have to be very, very careful. So I would, number one, hold back on your running when you're on the trails. Number two, I would make sure that if I'm running on a trail, I'm always looking on the ground. I don't take my eyes off. I do that anyways because of injuries I've suffered. But just be very vigilant. Watch where you're running. Keep your pace down and watch what you're running. And I think that might be the time during the race where you do some recovery. Try to hold back. Try to regain some of your energy, and you should be okay. Michelle?
I think this would actually be a good topic. A good, we have some friends who are really adamant about doing lots and lots of trail running. I have not done a lot of trail running, but I want to underscore what Mike said, because last year, I think it was August, I went on a local, I guess you could call it a trail, that is in our town. And I just kind of lost my attention for a second and ended up taking a huge spill. In fact, I got such a a big scrape on my knee that you can actually still see it on my knee. I had gravel in there, and it was just a root or something. I don't know. I wasn't going super fast because I don't go super fast, but so I would say Mike is absolutely right. But in terms of strategies, we have a lot of friends who do trail running, so we should definitely do a show on this.
One more thing I want to mention. Mm-hmm. When I did it one time, I fell. And I picked myself up, and I said, "You stupid person." And I brushed myself out, and I just said, "That's not going to happen again." Would you believe 5 minutes later, I fell again? It was almost because of the same thing. There was a root that I didn't see. I tripped on it. I was going too fast. It was also some of the trails are thickly settled, so you don't have that much light, so that can be a problem. So
with trees, you mean?
Yeah. And so I just am very, very careful. I don't prefer running. Actually, I've been asked. My orthopedic surgeon says don't run on it. So, anyways, Chad, just be very, very careful and good luck.
It would be kind of a nice way to kind of slow your pace down and gather all your energy for the last part of the race, though. Interesting.
The next email comes from Maddie Eagley, and she says, "Hi there. I wanted to give a little feedback on the discussion you were having about whether we would see Disney go to a lottery system due to the high demands of their races. One of the concerns Mike brought up was that in the lottery system, you could have some members of your running party that make it into the race and others that don't. Besides Disney, our favorite, my mother and I also love to run Nike races where they have a registration system that bypasses this issue. They have a lottery, but allow you to register as a team. If your team gets picked in the lottery, all the members of your team, I believe it can be as large as 9, get in the race together. My mom, myself, and 2 other friends were all able to run the race in D.C. together because of the system and hope to run Toronto this June as well. If other lottery systems could take a page from Nike, I think this issue could be eliminated from the lottery method of registration. As far as fairness goes, I personally like the fact that Disney has a system where the early bird gets the worm, even with the super stressful wine and dine registration where I had to coach my mom through how to do it. I was thankful for it. I feel if you want in a Disney race that bad, you will find a way. My family of 5 has gotten into every Disney race we wanted, Marathon, Dumbo, Princess, and now Wine and Dine, because we made sure we are at a computer as soon as registration opens. When I sign up for Nike races, I feel a little gypped that my fate in a race is up to a computer spitting names out and there's nothing I can do to earn it. But in all fairness to both methods, there are ways to get into both Disney and Nike races if you don't get in the conventional way through charities and travel providers. I know races like Boston or New York have qualifying measures as well as lottery systems, and things can get a little hairy for sure. Yet, if I remember correctly, even big marathons like these allow you to have alternate opportunities to race through a charity if you have a qualifying time. So, long story short, no matter what method of registration a race director decides on, you can run the race you want. You just have to decide how badly you want it. Thank you guys so much for the podcast. Love listening to it. Keeps me motivated between races." And that's from Maddie. Now,
Maddie,
Michelle?
Should blog for us. That was very good. Yeah, it was really interesting.
So she mentioned the Nike team thing. I mean, I'll let you go first on that. How do you feel about
Well,
that?
Again, to me, this says that's another topic. I'm writing down a list of show topics. We have to do trail running, and we definitely have to get a panel on to talk about this lottery. The first thing that came, I never knew that about the Nike race. I know it's really popular and well run. The first thing that popped into my mind, Mike, is I saw somebody post a picture this week of Trader Sam's merchandise in the merchandise shop. Mm-hmm. And one person was buying a whole rack of T-shirts. And the idea was that they're going to sell the T-shirts on eBay. And the person posting was saying, "Well, that's really not fair." I agree, it isn't fair. It's gluttonous and not fair. And I'm wondering, like, if somebody could buy 9 registrations, would they do it? Would they just snatch up, you know, piles of 9 and I know it's hard to resell them, but would there be some way that people would abuse the system? So that was the first thing that popped into my mind. I hate to say it, but I wonder if that would be the case.
Well, what if you had someone who said, "I'll tell you what, I will register you. I'll put myself down as a team, and I will register the eight of you along with myself, and each of you give me $25 to do this for you. You don't have to sit next to a computer. I'll just do it. I'll pay for you, and you just reimburse me. I think that's almost like scalping tickets for a Red Sox game or whatever. I can understand the thing with the lottery, and I just think it makes it worse. I don't know what the answer is for all these registration problems. We've talked with a recent show. We talked with Tony Pimentel and how he went through what he had to go through. And fortunately for Tony, he was able to get it. I don't like the lottery aspect of it, Michelle, because let's say you and I were going to, we entered a lottery and one of us got in and the other one didn't. It's going to be very hard for the person who didn't get in to go to that race. So, I mean, I think it's going to happen anyways that some of us get in and some of us don't. But I don't think going the Nike route is the way. And I'm sure that there are those who did not get into Wine and Dine and other Disney races who are expressing, you know, disappointment. And hopefully they are giving suggestions to the Run Disney management team to figure out what's best. I don't know what the answer is.
Here's one of the things that I was thinking. She makes a great point. If you want to do the race, then you can do the race. The problem that I see, and I think you and I, well, you've been doing these events for a lot longer than I have, but when I started running Run Disney races, I had a few days to think about it, or, I could put it on my radar and see how my training was going. The thing that worries me and makes me kind of sad is that there might be somebody out there who's saying, I really want to do my first half marathon. I'm kind of on the fence. All right, I'm gonna run Disney. It opens on, the race opens on April 17th. Yay, I'm going to sign up for it. So the person goes to work and, they're all excited. They're gonna come home and register for the half marathon and it's gone. And so for them, the momentum is gone. They have to wait a whole nother year to do that race. So it's the new people who, are coming into running that I feel really bad for. So
I have a suggestion.
Mm-hmm.
So if Run Disney is listening, take this into consideration. If there are more people who want to register the race than there are slots, then my suggestion is that if Michelle Scribner-McLean is shut out of a race that is open for registration today, then she is automatically given the opportunity to say yes or no to register for the next race that is available in the queue.
Well, I definitely think we need to continue talking about this because it's an issue. And I think our next email kind of speaks to that again, too.
And
it is from Steve Cantafio. Yay, Steve! After saying it wrong for 5 years, now I know how to say it right. Also from Massachusetts. And he says, the registration process for Run Disney events seems to be getting out of control. With midday reservation windows, it makes it very difficult to be on top of things if you're at work. What's your take on what's been going on of late on how you believe Run Disney may manage it in the future? The root of my question begins with my wife Bethany's desire to run her first marathon in January at Walt Disney World. Yay, Bethany! We know Bethany. We are DVC members. How exactly does early registration process work? My goal is to get her in first, then I'll register myself for Dopey. From what I've heard happen with Wine and Dine, my biggest fear is one of us getting in, but not the other. So, Steve, what happens is you need to log on to DVC member, your DVC member account, which is dvc.disney.go.com. You'll sign in with your Disney login, and then you're going to do /members/member-extras/special-offers/run-disney. So I can send you the link, and we can put it in our show notes. But it is, you have to dig down kind of deep. It's under members, member extras, and special offers. A week before the race goes on sale, you'll be able to sign up. But here's the thing. We've talked about this on other shows. It seems to be a reoccurring theme with these shows. Mike, we're talking about this a lot. There are only a limited number of spots, which I think is fair because it's not fair that all the these early signups go to Run Disney People or annual pass holders. It goes fast in the matter of minutes. So, and I've missed it myself waiting 10 or 15 minutes. So it gets you $10 off an entry, but it also gets you in a week before everybody else. And, you know, again, Mike, Steve wants to know, what's your take on this? Should there be more member slots, annual pass slots?
There are so many thoughts in my head regarding this, and one of the things that I haven't mentioned on this question show is why not have two races? Why not have a race that says you can enter this race if you have official times that have between this and this pace? And then you have another race that says, you know, this pace and that pace. And
how are they going to check 26,000 people, though? They have to take them at their word. Well, I mean, I don't think they check everybody.
No, but you just, here's the thing. So the first race will be you need to have a finish time. You have to validate either a 10K or a half marathon or a marathon that you've run nothing short of a 10 and a half or 11 minute pace. Okay, and the reason why you say that is that the race pace requirements is 12 minutes or less, you get picked up. That will make a lot of people think twice before registering for that first half of the race, that first race on that weekend. And then the second half of that weekend, there's the other half marathon. So let's say Friday is the quick half marathon, Saturday is the other half marathon with people who are not running that fast. That way you've got 46,000 slots you can do. You can do it that way. Previous question, I said that you could say if you shut out of this one that you automatically put in the queue for the next one.
So I'm not agreeing with you on this one. Why would you have a slower pace one? Why not just have two where you split people down the middle? They go in two piles.
Because I think Disney would prefer the quick one, because then people would be out of the Magic Kingdom much faster. They want people out of the Magic Kingdom.
But then the next day they'd be out slower.
I know, but at least they, number one, they're going to have customers very happy. Number two, they have doubled the number of registrants, so that means they're going to increase their race registration revenue, and everybody's happy.
But who's to say that they have two half marathons and then there's not some sort of a double challenge, two half marathons, if you're there, a lot of people are going to run those two races. I don't know. You know, like the Chippendale one that we did?
Well, maybe have I don't know either. There are so many things you can go
It's very tricky.
Just trying to come up with an answer.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad that you did. I don't know if it's the answer, but you gotta think that there's like a Run Disney boardroom where they're all, you know, conference room where they're all having PowerPoints about we could try this or we could try that.
And it's going to happen again later on this month when the registration opens for January. Mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. Be ready.
Yeah, I'm definitely bringing my credit card to the expo, the Boston Marathon Expo. So we'll see. Are you going to go to that?
I plan to. That's okay. That's soon.
Yep.
Our next question comes from Addie Gray, who says, "Hello, I love the show, and the recent episodes about strength training for runners were extremely helpful. I am planning on doing the Coast to Coast Challenge in 2016, and I was wondering what two races you guys recommend choosing for the challenge. I've done the Disney Princess Half Marathon twice and the Glass Slipper Challenge. I love the Princess Weekend, but I'm curious to try the Marathon Weekend Half. Are there larger crowds? I've never been to Disneyland, so I'm open to either the Tinkerbell or Half Marathon Weekend there. Any feedback would be greatly appreciated. Thanks, and happy Easter." Michelle?
I love this question. So if you could just choose whatever you wanted to do your two races, what would they be? I would say Wine and Dine would be one, and I would do Star Wars for my second one. Or Wine and Dine and Avengers, because you can see the Christmas overlays for those races. However, Addie says she wants to do Tinkerbell or Half Marathon Weekend there. So I think that the second one I would choose would be the Half Marathon Weekend because of the Dumbo Double Dare. And I like going in August. I mean, for me, it's a good vacation time for school. What about you, Mike?
Keeping in with the theme of this question show, first off, I'm thinking what would be the two easiest races to get into? And I think for the East Coast side of the house, I think the Princess Half Marathon weekend offers the easiest opportunity to register, because most people are doing January, and they will not be doing the February race. Secondly, I think a lot of people, Wine and Dine is just very, 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 very popular. On the West Coast, Star Wars is very popular. Avengers is very popular. So I would go with Tinkerbell. So it's Princess and Tinkerbell, but that would be earlier in the year. So you get it out of the way. So I would go for those.
I think you just like running with all those athletic women.
Yeah, they all run past me, too.
All right. Do we have time for one more question?
We have time for... Yes, we do.
Okay. So this is from Jeremy, and this is a great question. He says, "Hi, Mickey Miles Podcast. My wife and I ran our first WDW marathon in January 2015. We loved it. I noticed while running by the Grand Floridian that there were cast members from Disney Fairytale Wedding Pavilion in Texas. Did people get married during the marathon, or was just a photo op for marathoners?" Can I jump in with the answer to this one?
Sure.
So I actually, one of our good friends, she's been on the show, Karen Skilling, works for Disney Weddings. And I've asked her about this, and she says that they are pretend grooms, of course. They're there just for the photo op. They don't actually work for for Disney Weddings. But I also just sent her a little message just to double check, and she says it was probably just a photo op, marketing kind of thing. Generally, there are no weddings during marathon time because it messes up transportation so much. Plus, we generally don't do weddings that early in the morning. And she says, "I believe we've had couples get married fairly soon after running the races, though." So that's interesting. And then Jeremy says, "My wife and I came to the meetup during marathon weekend at the Beach Club, an Illumination dessert party." I remember, Jeremy. "Thank you for organizing these events. It added to our magical first WDW marathon weekend." And that's Jeremy. And he says, "Good luck at Boston, Michelle." Thank you, Jeremy. So I don't know, Mike. Do you think that would be a fun way to have a wedding, run a half marathon, and then get married?
I'm wondering if there are two people who are engaged to get married, and they have a friend who is a runner, who just happens to be either a clergyman, justice of the peace, and they run.
Clergy person.
And they, at a certain point, they may stop and get married, or maybe while they're running. I think that would be pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
I think you could do it at the finish line. I'm sure that's
Cinderella Castle.
I think you would probably get the Run Disney officials a little concerned about crowds, and but if you went to the side and did it, even if you did it at the where we saw the grooms mm-hmm. at the Grand, right near the Grand Floridian, why not stop there and do it with the grooms around you? I would do it maybe at a character meet or whatever. But I would guess that it has been done, but we don't know about
really?
It.
Really? Yeah. Wow, I've seen plenty of people engaged. Mm-hmm. That's a thing. That's definitely a thing.
Yes, we have. Mm. Andy and Bonnie, our friends Andy
right,
and Bonnie.
Right,
yeah.
Right, right. Nice.
Okay, so that takes care of the amount of time we have for this bunch of questions. We will probably be doing a lot more Disney question shows this month.
We have a lot of questions.
We do have a lot of questions. Before we go, we want to, again, remind everyone that we're planning on having a dessert party on Sunday, November 8th at the Wine and Dine Half Marathon, and you can find out more information about that as soon as we have some details on how to sign up and all that information. And again, also, we just want to remind everyone that we're having a Mickey Miles cruise that's going to Castaway Key, and we hope to have a lot of people with us, and we're having fun planning events for that particular cruise. So anything else, Michelle?
No, I just can't wait. I have a big smile on my face thinking of hanging out with Mickey Miles people on the cruise.
Yeah, and we might even do a show. Who knows?
Yeah, I think we should. We should definitely do a show.
So for Michelle Scribner-McLean, this is Mike Scopa saying we will see you on the road.
The Mickey Miles Podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at MEI-travel.com or mousefantravel.com.
Thanks for joining us on today's episode of the Mickey Miles Podcast. The Mickey Miles Podcast is not affiliated with, authorized, or endorsed by, or in any way officially connected with Run Disney, the Walt Disney Company, Disney Enterprises, Inc., or any of their affiliates. We hope you enjoyed listening. Our discussion continues on Facebook at facebook.com/Mickey Miles Podcast, where you can give us your comments and feedback on the show. You can also follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/Mickey Miles Pod. And if you have any questions for us, you can send them to questions@MickeyMilesPodcast.com. We'll try to answer them as soon as possible. For all of us here at the Mickey Miles Podcast, this is Rick Gray saying until next time, thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the road.